Right, my leave of absence or apologies at this meeting. And we have a mover and seconder to allow Councillor Callows to my left to attend via audio visual link.
Same.
Yep. Sinclair and Callow. I won't bother reading through the webcast and card. We've all got that in front of us. All the statement of ethical obligations. We'd like to do acknowledgement of country. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I'd also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. No presentations. Declaration of pecuniary interests. You can declare that at the start of the meeting before a particular item. All good. Declarations of non-pecuniary interests. Same can occur then. Confirmation of minutes. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Yep, Councillor Piper and Councillor Sinclair. Any business arising from the minutes? Not by the looks of that. At the time of preparation of the business paper, no relevant correspondence has been received. Don't worry about the matters of urgency or
action.
Okay, we have one and it has been provided there in our late report, is it? Mr. General Manager. Daylight Scheme Flood Emergency Update. The report's been prepared by the General Manager. The recommendation is that Council know the Daylight Scheme Flood Emergency Update report.
And can we get a mover and seconder?
Yep. Can we accept that report via a mover and seconder? Yep. Councillor McGlynn, Councillor White. Has everyone had a chance to have a look at that? Yep. Do you want to say anything on that? Or?
Yeah. So, if it's all right, Mr. Chair, we'll do that report now.
Yep.
So, councils have the report before them. It's just been presented today. We'll get it updated in the agenda in due course. There's a couple of photos there that's attached to it as well, too. Open for comment discussion, but as the report details there, the bores that provide the daylight scheme, they went out on Tuesday the 22nd of November due to the Lachlan River flooding. We implemented level 5 water restrictions soon after, and extensive publication and media out there just to make customers aware of the restrictions. We implemented water carting as well too. A total of 35 tankers were delivered over a 7-day period. We had the SES and New South Wales Fire Rescue via helicopter visit the site on Saturday the 26th and make an assessment for us. We then had staff on Wednesday the 30th of November attend site via boat, 2 boats. Took them about a day, but they were able to get one of the bores up and running, even though there was about a metre of water across the whole site. So the waters are slowly receding. No longer can you gain access via boat, and yet it's still too deep for vehicles. So at the moment, staff, there is only one bore that's operating. Staff are working on a solution to try and get a second one installed, and looking to try and do some reconnaissance next week. As you can appreciate, there's about 10 kilometres of water between road access and the site at the moment. And lastly there in the report, we're also mentioning that we'll be seeking some funding from the state government towards the freight of the water during that time via trucks. And I think, yeah, we've just got a big thank you there to all the staff as well too, because it was a big team effort to be able to get this up and running and to keep the system running during these difficult times.
Yep. Can I move an amendment, and I'll see if there's any flavour in the room to support it, that we investigate a long-term solution to protect that infrastructure, whether it be raising that infrastructure higher up or a helicopter pad. We delegate the General Manager to discuss with his staff to look at long-term solutions to protect the infrastructure. Have a mover and seconder for that? Yep, Councillor McGlynn.
Yeah.
Councillor McCallister. Okay. Notices of motion, rescission motion. We don't have any of those at this stage. We haven't prepared the chairperson this minute. Public participation. I don't believe there's anyone doing a presentation. No. Can I move into confidential and get a mover and second there for that? Councillor White, Councillor Callow. Thanks. Okay. So, I'll just wait till Lanny's right there. Can you turn that off? Exit confidential, we'll just get the general manager to read the resolutions from confidential before we move on.
There were three reports, the first one being concealed leak policy application. The council resolved to rebate water account 4407-2297, the amount of $20,521.20 for water charges incurred due to a concealed leak. The second report, titled Tender 05-2022, Supply of Pumps, Arra Pump Station, the council resolved five items. Item one, note the information provided within this report. Two, in accordance with Regulations 178 of the Local Government Regulations 2021, decline to accept any of the tenders. Three, in accordance with Regulation 1978 of the Local Government Regulations 2021, Section 3E, enter into negotiations with Fit Resources with a view to entering into a contract in relation to the supply of pumps for the Arra Water Treatment Plant. Four, note that Fit Resources has been selected for negotiations as they were the preferred applicant as a result of panel evaluation process. Item five, approve the general manager and or his delegate to negotiate, undertake any additional request for quotations and enter any agreement necessary to complete the supply of pumps and associated equipment for the Arra Pump Station. Over the page, and then there was the report, SCADA and Control Systems Integration Support. The council resolved two items. One, note the information within this report, Tender 06-2022, SCADA and Control Systems Integration Support Contract. And two, approve the award and to award the contract tender 06-2022 to Safe Group Automation Pty Ltd. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Council Cash and Investments. The Council Officer recommendation is that the report detailing Council Cash and Investments as of the 31st of October 2022 be received and noted. Any questions on that? Mover and seconder, Councillor Callow, Councillor White. Just more of a comment for the General Manager. We don't have our CFO here, do we?
Not today.
No, but it looks like the cash rate's obviously gone up and kicked in and we're making some money on a month-to-month basis again.
Yeah, so you'll note there we're on the up. We just invested $4 million yesterday. It was close to 4%. Yeah, so there'll be quite a bit coming due as well too. But we're hitting that 4% and you're even seeing in the falls these days. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not overall for the economy.
But it's good. February, you probably get more. Yeah,
so, and just, we've got a massive capital works program this year, so a lot of money needs to go out. You'll note there that the total cash reserves went up a little bit. But there's been a lot of work done lately on some of these big projects, particularly West Wylong, so there'll be a lot going out shortly.
Okay, I've got a mover and seconder in again. Yep, all those in favour?
Aye.
Moving on to the next page, page 31, progress report, capital works expenditure. Council officer recommendation that the capital works progress report as at 22nd of November 2022 be received and noted. Any questions around the capital works?
I guess through the chair I can point out on page 37, it's rather pleasing to see the last line. Our actuals and commitments were around 54%, so that was back a couple of weeks ago. So we're not even halfway through the year, and it's good to see that we're well on the way to get these works done.
Mm-hmm. So the flooding hasn't held us up too much, except for out west. We solved that quite quickly. Thanks to Jeff.
I don't know if everything else has stopped for me at the moment.
But if you have a look, like, it's $29 million of capital, so there's a massive program there, realising that we're getting quite a bit of funding towards that small project. But it would be the biggest, I think, on record for us. in terms of the program in 1 year.
Yep. Okay, all those in favour? No, sorry, I missed the mover and seconder. Yep. Councillor McGlynn and Councillor McAllister. All those in favour now, my apologies. Okay, moving on. There's our next page here, Mr. Manager. Okay, debt recovery. Council officer recommendation that the board receives and notes the update on debt recovery. Any questions surrounding that?
How are we going? I know from our council.
Yep.
We had quite a big drive on getting our money back off the debt people, and we raised quite a bit of money.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering how we're going here trying to get debts recovered.
Sure. Yep. Can I just get the mover and seconder first, and then we'll answer that question as well. Yep. Councillor Keller, Councillor Sinclair. How are we going, Mr. Chairman, without the CFO here to probably explain in depth?
So I can just run through, as you can appreciate, during the COVID environment, debt recovery was put on hold for some time. But if you have a look through there at the moment, the very first line, the water billing debtors, so there's a total of 2.6 million outstanding. So our budgeted income's around 21 million, so that's 12%. So about 12% is out at the moment. And you can see current, the majority of that, the 1.7 million is current. So that basically, we give people 3 weeks to pay, we then send out notices 2 weeks after that. So if you have a look then down the next table, notices issued, total number of customers that have got a final notice is 1,700. We have 11,500. So again, it's a simple, yeah, similar percentage. But you can see further down that the restrictors do a great job. So we go out there, we give them notice, we put the restrictors in, and it's very difficult to have a shower with a restrictor. It's more likely a bath. And people do tend to then come in and fix up their accounts with us or get on a payment plan to then remove that restrictor.
Is that one thing we might be able to do sort of further afield in education, is the payment plans to at least get something starting to come into the door? Because some people just put a wall up and go, I can't pay, and they just block it out. Yeah. Everyone knows you should pay, but... Sorry, was that?
Yeah, do it to Judy.
I said, look out, Judy, she's after you.
No speaking.
Okay, moving on then. Any more questions? Okay, we had a move in the second up. All those in favour?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Council officer recommendation that the board receives notes and minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 18th of November 2022. Is that chaired by Councillor Callow or...? No, not that day.
No.
That's all right. Any questions about that? Get a move and second.
Zoom into that one, move that one.
Yep. Moved by Councillor Callow, seconded by Councillor Piper. All those in favour then?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Move on to the water production report. Is that right?
Yep.
Council officer recommendation that the water production report be received and noted. It's got a couple of what you would call anomalies in this one, isn't it? We're still not selling a lot of water. In fact, we're having problems caused by water out west. But the weather is what the weather is. No doubt it will be dry at some point. So, do I have a move and seconder for that?
I'll move.
Yep. Move Councillor McGlynn, second Councillor McAllister. Any questions about that any further? No.
Well, move through the chair, I just might mention it. It's interesting to see, like, a couple of years ago, we were well above the average, and now we're well below the average. I think it's the third year running now, but Jeff might just touch on page 51 about the Mount Daylight, because that's the one that we're dealing with at the moment.
There's two. So there's one that you might remember from previously, Big Down Arthur, where we had a big leak there that Mike couldn't gain access because it was underwater. So we had one for Mount Daylight for this period. So we've got two big anomalies there and a monthly projection, which is showing that we've produced more as a peak year this year was months, but that's not the case. It was literally weeks, and we just could not gain access quick enough to fix that. So it's just extended leaks, basically.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Righto. All those in favour?
Aye.
And that brings us to page 53, which I think is a rather large report prepared by Jeff, which he's going to read from start to finish for us. He doesn't have to do that. Council offers a recommendation that the board note and adopt the updated drinking water management system, DWMS, that the board note and adopt the DWMS policy without changes, that the board note and adopt the DWMS annual report for 2021-22 reporting year. Have a move and seconder for that. Move Councillor Callow, second Councillor White. And
recommendation there that the author get a jolly good pat on the back because despite not reading the whole thing, it's a job well done. Mm.
Congratulations.
And a big job. A big job.
Yep. Definitely. Okay. We've got a move and seconder. Would Jeff like to comment on anything there at all, or...?
Through you, Mr Chair, I'll probably just provide a big overview that this is the system in which we manage our framework for our water quality and the health regulations requirements. A lot of the system and testing and analysing, it's really great to see it visually as well, that you can see how many tests and samples that all the staff do across the schemes and what we do look at. And then it is reviewed and it is analysed, and that is the purpose of this report, is to publicly have something out there to say, we do look at this, we do care, it is important. And the compliance in which we do actually meet against the level of constraints that we deal with in terms of, you know, obviously our location and the number of our connections to get income to then, you know, suppose we manage treatment processes and systems, we don't have this type. To treat water to that extent or to have the resources to manage it, but with a lot of the new technologies and that we are implementing for the small regional council, this is it's really good to see an end result come.
Definitely. I know. Well summarised. Nice and concise.
I think I've asked a question.
All those in favour for that one?
Yeah.
Aye. That takes us all the way through to 366. Just bear with me while I get to my page. Okay, review of organisational structure. Council offers a recommendation that the board acknowledge the review of the organisational structure and no changes are required at this time. The report has been prepared by the General Manager. Any comments there, Mr. General Manager?
Through the Chair, the next three reports relate to legislation in place following a council election that the board has to review certain documents, and the first one here is about the structure, and just indicating at this stage no need, or recommended no need.
Righto, mover and seconder for that. Councillor Zappaclair, Councillor McAllister. The second one has been prepared by the Human Resources Coordinator. Council officer recommendation is that Council adopt PP005 delegations of authority policy. Mover and seconder for that. Councillor McGlynn, Councillor White. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yep, aye. And that takes us through to page 377, I believe. Payment of expenses and provision of facilities to councillors policy. Council offers a recommendation that Council endorse the draft payment of expenses and provision of facilities to Councillors Policy PP003 to be placed on public display for a period of 28 days. Adopt the policy as presented if no submissions are made within the public display period. Have a mover and seconder. Yep, Councillor McGlynn, Councillor Piper. Any questions? All those in favour? That's it. Page 396. Customer survey results. The report's been prepared by Community Education and Engagement Officer. Looking for the recommendation here. Council Officer recommendation.
That they note the report.
Yep. Okay, it's just that we note the report, receive and note. have a mover and seconder. Move Councillor Callow. Seconder Councillor Sinclair. Any questions? Yeah, Councillor Sinclair.
Just a comment. I was a bit surprised at the number of the younger.
So through the chair, I mentioned that under our proclamation, we have to do a customer satisfaction survey each year. What we do is we do each term of council, we do a detailed one where we get a consultancy firm. They approach about 500 customers. Whereas in this instance, this is something that we've put up on our Facebook page. We've promoted it, encouraged people. There's incentives there. They can win a prize. And so I'm not sure if that changes the demographics of people that then put an application or do the survey. I think the prize money around that was a deduction on their water bill. So that's obviously a good incentive to give us your thoughts and go in the running for it.
No, it's a private name too.
Yep.
So it was only done through Facebook?
Through the chair, I assume it was just we promoted on Facebook. It may have been in the newspapers too, but definitely via the Facebook.
There's 69 respondents.
Okay. All those in favour for that report? Okay, we move over to 399. Council Resolutions Update Report, prepared by the General Manager. Let the Council note the Council Resolutions Update Report, which is several pages. Have a mover and seconder for that? Councillor Sinclair moved, seconded by Councillor McAllister. Any questions about that?
I've missed a page. Can I go back to page 392?
392?
Just proves I've been reading here. It's just a title.
Okay. We've moved on from that one. I might just get this one dealt with and then we can deal with the typo. This is a separate item. So all those in favour for the Council Resolutions Update Report? Yep. Okay. That's the last item on the agenda finished. And we'll just have a look at the typo on 392. What was that?
Council defending an action and defamation provided a statement complaint of work made in good food.
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 What dot point? 12 point?
That's okay.
The second dot down.
Okay.
Second dot point. So, through the chair, we're going to fix that.
Okay. Good faith instead of food faith. Yep. Thank you. That brings us to the end of our meeting and the end of the year, I believe. The next ordinary meeting of council is scheduled to be held on Thursday, the 23rd of February 2023 at 10 a.m. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and hope that you have some time with your family that's safe and happy and enjoy it and relax.
Thank you.
I
wish everyone a Merry Christmas. It was great to welcome the new councillors. Thank you.
It's 10 o'clock.
You've enriched our lives.
Yep. I'll close them.